Up Close and Dangerous by Linda Howard. Chapter 1. Bailey Wingate woke up crying again. She hated when she did that, because she couldn't see any reason for being such a wuss. If she were desperately unhappy, if she were lonely or grieving, crying in her sleep would make sense. But she wasn't any of those things. At worst, she was pissed. Even being pissed wasn't a full-time attitude. That came only when she had to deal with her stepchildren, Seth and Tamsin, which, thank God, usually happened only once a month when she signed off on the allotted funds they received from their inheritance from her late husband. They almost always contacted her then, either before to make their pitches for more money, which she had yet to approve, or afterward to let her know in their individual ways what a scummy bitch they thought she was. Seth was by far the most vicious, and more times than she cared to count he'd left her emotionally bruised. But at least he was forthright with his hostility. As tough as he was to take, Bailey preferred dealing with him to having to wade her way through Tamsin's passive-aggressive crap. Today was the day their monthly funds were released to their bank accounts, which meant she could look forward to either their phone calls or actual visits. Oh, joy. One of Tamsin's favorite punishments was to visit and bring her two young children. Tamsin alone was tough enough to take, but when her two whiny, spoiled, demanding children were added to the mix, Bailey felt like running for the hills. I should have asked for combat pay.